Parshas Tazria, Shlishi, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Mem. The Ishki Yimaret Rosho, the person's hair falls out. Kereachu Tarhu, he is bald in the back of his head and he is pure. Rashi says, Kereachu Tarhu, Tar Mitmas Nisakim, he is pure from impurities of the Sakim. She'enu Nidan, for it's not judged anymore for Simani Rosh Vizakim as a sign of Tzaraas in the head or the beard. Shame becomes there, which is a hairy place, Ella, Bisimani Nega or Basa. Rather, it's based off the signs of affliction of the skin of the flesh. Bisir Lavan Umechia, with white hair and healthy flesh, Upishayon and spreading. Pasuk Memal, Im Ipas Rosho Yimari Rosho, and if his hair falls out towards his face, Gibeahu Taru, he is frontally bald and he's pure. Rashi says, Im Pas Panav, Mishipua Kakod, Klapi Panav. Absence of the hair from where the crown of the head slopes towards his face, kore gabachas. That's called a gabachas, who is frontally bald. And the temples on both sides are included as well. And from the crown of the head, klapi achorov, going backwards, kore karachas. That's called posterior baldness, called the karachas. Pasuk mebeis v'chiyeh b'karachas o b'gabachas. And if a person has the front baldness, negalavon amdamdam, he has a reddish white affliction in that area. Tzaras parachasi bekarachto o begabachto. It's an eruption of tzaras on his posterior, frontal baldness. Rashi says negalavon amdamdam, pasuch, which is streets of white and red. So minayin sharan mamayros. How do you know other appearances also make it impure if it has a blend of red and white? Kamalomer. Nega. It says the word nega, which means any other type of color, as long as it has these red and white streaks included as well. Pasuk mem gimel. Barag saw a kohen, and the kohen will see him. Vinei se'is hanega levana adam demes bekarachto abugadachto. And he will see the se'is, the affliction of the se'is that is white, which has red streaks on its front or back baldness. Kamar tzaras or basar, like the tzaras on his skin. Rashi says kamar tzaras or basar. Kamar hatzaras hamur b'parshas or basar. As the appearance of tzaras, like discussed earlier, the Torah talks about tzaras on the skin. Adam kiyeh b'or basaro, like it says, the person has tzaras on the skin. Ma'omer bo, and what does it say regarding that parshas from time of Abimar? So it has four different types of appearances of white that create a tumot tzaras. We knew the Mishnah Shulos, and it has a 2-week period to become to define if he's tummy or not. And it's not like the afflictions of the tzaras with the inflammation or burning, which has only 1 week of judgment. And it's neither like the nesek tzaras on the place of the hair, which doesn't have the contamination or doesn't have impurity by four appearances of the seis v'tolasa, the hairs v'tolasa, rather just has to do with the white, the yellowish types of hairs. Not necessarily white skin. Pasuk mem dal, ish tzara hu tamehu, that person who has this type of seis on his boneless area is considered a person with tzaras, he's tamei yitamenu ha-kohen b'roshod b'nego. The kohen shall make him impure, his affliction is upon his head. Rashi's Rosh on Nego, Ainli Ela Nisakim. This only tells me, Ainli Ela Nisakim. I have nothing but Nisakim. Now the Rabbis Sharm and Nego. How do you know? Do we include other people suffering with Tzaras that their head is having this affliction? Tamal Omer, Tami Tamenu, which includes the Rabbis as Kulin to include everything. Al Kulin Omer, for all it says, Begadav Yufurumim, his clothing should be rented, as we'll see in the next Pasuk as well. That will also apply to all people who have afflictions of tzaras. Pasuk mem hei about tzaras shebo hanega, and the person who has tzaras, this affliction, v'gadav yipirumim, his clothing should be ripped, v'rosho yiparua, and his head should be unshorn, meaning uncut, v'al safam ya'ata, his cloak should cover, he should cloak himself to his mustache, v'tamei tamei yikra, it should call out impure, Rashi says pirumim, kirum, which means torn, Farua, the good old sayer, hair growing long and not being cut. Asfasam yata, kavel like a mourner. Safam sfasasim, the hair of the lips, which is called gernon bilaz, which means mustache in Old French. Yitam Yitam Yikra Mashmeh Shu Tame, he informs other that he's Tame Bishana Mimenu, and they'll keep away from him to avoid to stay away. Pasuk Mem Evav Kol Yimei Asher Hanega Ba Yitma, all the days that the affliction is upon him, he shall remain impure. Tame Hu Badad Yishev, he's Tame, he'll sit isolated Michutz Lamachana Imo Shavo, his dwelling shall be outside the camp. Rashi says Badad Yishev Shlo Yehi Sha'ar Tame Yoshrim Imo. He should be alone, that even the other people who are impure should not be with him. The other rabbis say, and our rabbis tell us, man shana bishar tamei, why is the tamei person who suffers from tzaras different than the other people who are tamei? Tishay, without just in isolation, hold ruku hibdil lashon hara. Since he caused parting, people to separate through malicious talk, lashon hara, bein ish l'ishta between man and his wife, or bein ish l'reo between man and his friend, afu bodel, yibodel, he too should be separated because mida kedagimida for what he has caused. And if a garment has an affliction of tzaras, whether with a wool garment or a linen garment, Rashi comments on the three camps. Or if it's in the warp or in the woof, linen or wool garment, or of a leather garment, or anything that's fashioned of leather. Rashi says, "Lapishin latzemer, shapishin ol shatzemer," meaning if it's of pishtim, of wool, of linen, or of wool, o beor zeor shalom asabol melachah. This is referring to leather that has no work been done to it. I mean, it has not been fashioned to a completed garment or vessel. O chom melachas or zeor shalom asabol melachah. This is a garment which has been created into a vessel. Pasuk mem tes, oh yeah, nega yirakrak o adam dam. And if the affliction is a deep green or a deep red. Babeged oba or oba chasi oba erev oba chokli or nega tarasu. If it has this deep green or deep red in the garment or the leather or the warp or the woof or any leather utensil, then it's considered a taras affliction. The hara alak esa kohen and should be shown to the kohen. Rashes raka yak should be rakruken. The green is the greens. Adam shavadunim. The reds are the reds. Pasuk note. For all kohen as a nega, the kohen will see the affliction. Yisgur as a nega shavasunim and will close it off for 7 days. Pasuk Nun Aleph, the Ra as a Nega, and the Kohen will see the Nega Be'el Shvi'i on the seventh day. Ki Fasa HaNega. And we'll see that the Nega actually spread. Ba'beged, or Ba'chasi, or Ba'erev, or Va'or, L'chol Asher Yasa, or L'malacha, on the garment, or on the whiff of the roof, or in the garment of the leather, to any thing that has a work of, any whatever purpose the leather has been fashioned for. Tzaras Ma'meres HaNega, Tamehu. The affliction is a degenerative saras, and it is impure. Rashi says saras mameres lashon silon mamir, which means a piercing thorn, poignant belaz, which means sharp and piercing, like poignant in English. But midrasho, that's what the word mameres means. And midrasho ten b'maora, put a curse on it, shol tihana mimena, you should not enjoy any benefit from it. And that's what the connotation there means. So the simple reading means like a painful one, poignant, piercing, and the Medrash is saying that it's a cursed one that shouldn't be, you should get benefit from it. Pasuk Nun Beis. V'sar v'sa beged o asashi ashasi v'o sa'ari erev v'tem o v'pishtin o es kol kli ha'or asher yebo hanaga, and you should burn the garment or the warf or the woof of the wool or of the linen or any leather utensil that has this affliction on it. Ki tzaras ma'merasi, because it's a degenerative tzaras. V'ish Tisareif, it should be burnt in fire. So the tzemer over pishtim, shel tzemer o shel pishtim. Again, of wool or of leather. So that's true. This is the simple reading of the pasuk. Midrash and the medrash says, Yachol yorachal yavi gizi tzemer, even shearings of wool, and it's pishtim or bundles of flax, yisurfei mimo, you should burn along with them the afflicted garment. So tamal omar, he beish tisareif, it should be burnt in fire, inat sricha, davar achar ima. Does not need anything else to be burnt with it. So MK, not Tamalomar, but Tamar over Pishon. It doesn't mean in wool or in leather. That's simple reading of the Pasuk. Lotzias Amir Shiva, to exclude the borders of the afflicted garment, Shehemi Menacha, which are of a different variety of material, those things could be removed. Amiros, Lashon Sefa, means the hem, Kamo Imra, like we have the word Imra in the Torah, and that could be removed before the rest of the garment is burned. Pasuk and Gimel, Vimi Yir Eha Kohen, and if the Kohen will see Vinim of Fasa Hanega, and behold, and you see the Kohen sees that it's not spreading. Babegad of Ashasi of Ariv in the garment on the wharf of the woof, or Bechol Klior, or any leather garment. Pasuk Nadav, Tziva HaKohen HaKohen will command V'chipsu Asa Beged Asher Bo HaNega, and you have to wash the beged which has the nega, V'skira Shva Simim Shinis, but then you have to have it quarantined again for 7 days. Rashi says, Eis Asher Bo HaNega, Yochol Mokum HaNega B'vayu Arfla, you have to wash the area of that afflicted area alone. Lomer, it's Eis Asher Bo HaNega, which has the affliction on it, which means the entire beged. Yochol Kol Beged Kul Tom Kius, not that the entire beged requires washing Tom Lomer HaNega, but it means only the nega area. So it has it work. You should wash part of the garment along with the affliction, but not the entire garment with it.